I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Wednesday, October 16th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Beautiful day. Nice sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City and 63 degrees.
A vehicle fire on the ramp at I-15 in West Bountiful. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top local story this hour. A Utah Highway Patrol trooper is being called a hero today after he risked his own life to pull a man from a car on the train tracks as a front-runner train raced toward them. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has been on this story since it happened this morning, and he has more.
Trooper Ruben Carrera says he was in the right place at the right time. Quite the understatement from the man who pulled an unconscious motorist from his vehicle that was on the UTA track between Pages and Parrish Lane in the Centerville area. Trooper Carrera says he got the man out of his vehicle just seconds before a front-runner train annihilated it.
And I heard the horn from a train. I looked to my left and I was able to observe that train was coming pretty fast, anywhere between 50 and 80 miles an hour.
The motorist apparently veered off the road and came to rest on the tracks following a medical emergency. Amazingly, both Trooper Carrera and the man were uninjured thanks to the death-defying rescue. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 12:15, you will hear the trooper describe what happened and hear it happen as well from dash cam video that captured the entire last-second rescue. Two houses were damaged by a fire that broke out at 70th North and L Avenue in Salt Lake this morning. Fire Captain Tony Stowe says they called out a second alarm to quickly get a handle on the flames, which ended up getting into the attics of both homes.
Proximity of the houses together during this period when they were building these, most of them you can stand between them and touch both walls at one time. And so, as you can imagine, that makes the spread of fire very rapid.
Neighbors are credited with seeing the smoke, knocking on doors, getting people out safely. Crews have been on scene for several hours to open walls and monitor for hot spots. A group of environmentalists showed up in a field on the western edge of Salt Lake today to voice opposition to the construction of a new warehouse. The construction site is near where the proposed inland port is supposed to be built. We go live to the scene and get more on this story from KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. Paul?
Maria, environmentalists are calling for the construction of the warehouse near this area to shut down immediately. They say there could be roughly 2,000 truck ports in one warehouse alone, and that could cause extreme damage to the air and to migratory birds. Dita Seed with the Center for Biological Diversity says they do not believe that Salt Lake City has done enough of an environmental impact study.
It's certainly, whatever they've done doesn't rise to any kind of landscape level water quality preservation analysis.
Salt Lake City officials say the land is privately owned, and if the owner wants to do anything more than just light manufacturing, they would have to submit the environmental plan. And city leaders say that has not happened. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL Politics, Utah's House Speaker is talking about the big issues that he sees facing Utah right now and his hope for a tax cut. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
House Speaker Brad Wilson spent all summer talking and hearing about tax reform and getting feedback from Utahns.
I would love to get to a place where we can get a tax cut in place by January 1.
But he doesn't know what size that'll be just yet. He says Utah's growth is creating funding challenges.
At some point in this state, and I think across the country, you're going to see the need to have user fees for transportation.
Wilson says education funding, healthcare, Medicaid, and vaping are also big issues for the upcoming session. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. President Trump just wrapped up a meeting with the news and a news conference with Italy's president. Asked about his decision to remove U.S. troops from northern Syria before Turkey launched an assault on the area, Mr. Trump says American soldiers are being killed fighting other people's wars.
It's heartbreaking. I sign letters all the time to parents whose son was shot in different places in the Middle East, mostly. It's very heartbreaking to see. Very heartbreaking.
He says he ran in 2016 on ending U.S. involvement in never-ending wars, and that's what he's doing. The GM auto workers' strike appears to be coming to an end. Both sides reached a tentative contract deal today. The month-long strike will still likely last a few more days until union committee members can take a vote. A teacher strike continues in Chicago, and both sides are digging in. ABC's Ryan Burrow has more.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot says the city has bent over backwards to give the union what it wants when it comes to increased staffing, smaller class sizes, also giving teachers 16% raises.
Despite all this, the Chicago Teachers Union intends to forge ahead with a strike.
But Chicago Teachers Union Vice President Stacey Gates Davis says the mayor is lying.
To say that you've bent over backwards and it's the same proposal, not even less than what's in there now, it's absolutely ridiculous.
CTU's House of Delegates will vote on a strike this evening. The school district has already canceled classes Thursday. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
Coming up on KSL, you will hear the 911 call of a woman who was trapped for an hour in the luggage compartment of a moving bus. And a look at your noontime drive.
Fire crews are on the scene of a vehicle fire. It's on the exit ramp from northbound I-15 at 4th Northwest Bountiful. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Debbie Dujanovic.
45% of teens say they are online almost constantly.
Co-host of Dave and Dujanovic.
Would you describe yourself as online almost constantly?
Not until I looked at my screen time just moments ago.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
I want to tell you about a senior living community that makes its residents feel like family and helps to give them a sense of purpose. That community is Sagewood at Daybreak. Sagewood has resident ambassadors like Doris Nielsen and Bert Christensen who make everyone feel at home.
When I moved into Sagewood, I did not have an ambassador and I was so lost. So I can really appreciate how people feel. I just enjoy doing it.
The main thing I hear is that they're grateful for the opportunity to be able to sit down and talk.
Bert says being an ambassador and helping others builds him up and allows him to develop relationships with other residents. Have you ever considered what life is like at a senior living community? Stop by Sagewood at Daybreak and you can meet resident ambassadors like Doris and Bert and learn more about the community. Stop by on October 24th and enjoy a taste of Sagewood, and that means you can also sample the community's delicious food. Find out more at life@sagewood.com or call 801-938-9389. 801-938-9389.
Ever wonder why certain jewelers try to convince you not to buy a world-class designer ring?
The reason that they are steering you away from designer rings is simply because they can't get them.
That's Michael Clavina, who used to work at an ordinary jewelry retailer.
They didn't have the ability to carry these lines, so they steer you away from it to steer you more towards their generic run-of-the-mill styles. The quality is a world of difference when you look closely at them. With mass production of pieces like the store that I used to work for, they don't have the quality control that these designers do.
But at Diamonds Direct, you can choose from over 4,000 rings from all the top designers, like Tacori, Viraggio, Simon G, Henry Dossi, handcrafted rings on every woman's wish list.
When you combine the quality of the designers that we carry here at Diamonds Direct and our ability to offer pricing that is just unbeatable, it builds a piece for her that is unique to her and special in every way.
Diamonds Direct. Get store hours and directions at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, Utah Highway Patrol trooper is being called a hero today after risking his life to save a man from the front runner tracks earlier today. We are hearing the 911 call today of a woman who ended up getting locked in the luggage bay of a bus in Connecticut. ABC's Eva Pilgrim says the woman was trapped in the bus for over an hour, and the bus driver is now under investigation.
Yeah, hi. I have no battery left. I'm not okay. The bus driver locked me underneath the bus, a Peter Pan bus going en route to Boston.
This morning, the unthinkable. A passenger locked in the luggage compartment of a Peter Pan bus, frantically calling 911 as the bus leaves Hartford for Boston.
She locked me under the bus with the luggage. I went.
She locked you under the bus?
Yes, yes. I'm under the bus with the luggage, and I'm afraid. I don't know if she's going to ever look like, I need help. Nobody knows where I am.
People in the front could hear her banging for help. The woman, clearly shaken, secluded, and scared for her life, attempting to alert authorities about her whereabouts despite being unable to see the road.
My phone's going to die of no battery. I went to go get something and she closed the door, and we're riding Peter Pan bus en route to Boston. I'm so scared. Please help.
According to passengers, after nearly an hour, the bus was eventually pulled over by police just south of the Massachusetts border.
My client would never do something as evil and as cruel as intentionally locking someone in a luggage compartment and deciding to drive on the highway with that person in the luggage compartment.
The driver, Wendy Alberti, arrested and charged with unlawful restraint. Her lawyer telling ABC News all charges have been dropped and that his client was wrongfully accused.
There's nothing that I've seen, there's no evidence that I've viewed, no audio that I've listened to that would support any justification for arresting Wendy for any of the charges.
And that bus driver's lawyer saying she's never had any complaints or issues before this. As for the woman who was trapped below, she is okay. They found her. Her bag was open. She was on her laptop, and she had a Congo drone with her.
Okay, that's just a crazy story. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Good afternoon, Ricky. What's going on?
Good afternoon, Maria. It looks like they're just now opening up a lane of traffic at this exit ramp in West Bountiful. What caused the closure was a vehicle fire from northbound I-15 at the off-ramp at 4th North in West Bountiful. They had temporarily closed the ramp completely, and now it looks like drivers are able to exit off of northbound I-15, but you have to stay to the right. We still have a lot of crews on the scene here. Overall, a pretty good start to your noontime drive on the Valley Freeways. Crews are still cleaning up a crash in Ogden, Wall Avenue at 20th Street. Are you confident in the advisor leading your financial plan? True North Wealth manages over $450 million for Utah's high-income earners. For academically sound financial planning, call True North. That's True North Wealth. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. The latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Another warm one out there. Sunshine up to 74 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 67 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, we've been telling you this amazing story today of a Utah Highway Patrol trooper who risked his own life to save a man who was having a medical condition. His car was on the front runner tracks. We're going to hear from him, go in depth on that story coming up at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
I've been thinking lately, life is good. My husband has a great job, and so do I. The kids are on track for college. I love our house. But what if something happens to one of us? The kids' college tuition would go away. The house would go away. Everything we've worked for just goes away. How would we pick up the pieces? We don't have life insurance. Can we even afford it? We can't just go on ignoring it.
Protect your family's future with help from Ethos Life Insurance. Ethos is life insurance built with you in mind. Straightforward, super fast, and affordable. The online application takes just minutes. There are no commissioned agents, and you'll get an instant estimate based on options that are right for you and your family. Ethos is the hassle-free way to get covered. It only takes a few minutes, so don't put it off. Ethos is dedicated to finding you the right coverage fast.
Thank goodness we did something about it. Who knows what happens tomorrow? Now I know we're covered, and I'm so relieved.
Go to ethoslife.com for a free instant estimate now. That's ethoslife.com. ethoslife.com.
It's Rocktober at Sound Warehouse, and it's monster deals on car stereo, in-dash big screen video, remote start, speakers, whoopers, amps, and more. Kenwood AM-FM digital receiver with dual USB and built-in Bluetooth, only $139, including basic installation labor. Pioneer big screen in-dash Apple CarPlay video, $349. Rockford Fosgate 10-inch subwoofer, 500-watt amp, and a sexy bass enclosure, only $299. 90-day payment option, no credit needed. Rocktober at the warehouse. Beat the rush. Winter around the corner. Remote starts starting at $249 with module and basic installation labor. Your selection of in-dash big screen video systems by Pioneer Kenwood starting at $199. Rockford Fosgate 10-inch or 12-inch woofer, $49 each. Sound Warehouse, 3-time mobile electronics retailer of the year. Get part approved. Pick up this week's City Weekly for more monster deals. Visit soundwarehouse.com in Ogden at 28th and Wall. In Orem, 1680 North State. Salt Lake, 2763 South State. The Warehouse. Sound Warehouse.
Are you taking the plunge? Doing your own plumbing? Don't you find it draining, ha ha?
Renting a mainline sewer machine costs more than we charge to unplug a mainline sewer. We're even less expensive than a handyman, and our drain technicians are specialists, highly trained, and Whipple Service Champion certified. That's all they do all day. While you watch, we clean the pipe to the full diameter and inspect our work with a color high-resolution underwater camera. No extra charge. You can see if we completely cleaned the pipe and if there are roots, breaks, separations, or bellies. We find mainline problems while they are small and prevent them from becoming big, messy floods requiring sewer replacement. For drain cleaning, there is only one choice, Whipple Service Champions. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and drain cleaning. Our today's special is any drain line cleared for just $55, camera included. Call 801-444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
UHP trooper Ruben Carrera is being called a hero this morning after he pulled an unconscious man out of his vehicle just seconds before a train collided with it in the Centerville area. I'm KSL News Radio's Jack Bochek.
Second, two homes were damaged in a fire this morning along L Street in Salt Lake City. The fire actually started outside but quickly spread to the attic of both homes. Third is a look at your noontime drive. It's sponsored by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Here's Ricky Meese.
Emergency crews are still on the scene of this vehicle fire in West Bountiful. It's on the exit ramp from northbound I-15 at 4th North. Drivers, you can take that ramp, but you've got to stay to the far right in order to get around this. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine, 74. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
67 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump defending his decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria. At the White House, he was asked about Republican Senator Lindsey Graham's criticism of that move.
Lindsey Graham would like to stay in the Middle East for the next 1,000 years with thousands of soldiers and fighting other people's wars. I want to get out of the Middle East. I think Lindsey should focus right now on judiciary.
Senator Graham calling the president's decision on Syria the, quote, biggest blunder of his presidency. On Capitol Hill, House investigators continuing their impeachment inquiry into President Trump.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is holding off on a vote to formalize the impeachment inquiry into President Trump, but House Democrats are moving full speed ahead with their investigation into whether the president sought to improperly influence Ukraine for his own political benefit. Michael McKinley, a former top advisor to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, is fielding House investigators' questions behind closed doors. And Kurt Volker, the former envoy to Ukraine, has made a reappearance on Capitol Hill 2 weeks after his testimony. Sources tell ABC News he's here to review a transcript of that testimony. Jordan Phelps, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
There is no deal in sight between the Chicago Teachers Union and school board. Now teachers say they're preparing to go on strike.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot says the city has bent over backwards to give the union what it wants when it comes to increased staffing, smaller class sizes, also giving teachers 16% raises.
Despite all this, the Chicago Teachers Union intends to forge ahead with a strike.
But Chicago Teachers Union Vice President Stacey Gates Davis says the mayor is lying.
To say that you've bent over backwards and it's the same proposal, not even less than what's in there now, it's absolutely ridiculous.
CTU's House of Delegates will vote on a strike this evening. The school district has already canceled classes Thursday. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
Jury selection underway in Ohio in the first federal trial over the opioid epidemic. At stake, who will hold responsible for the nationwide crisis? You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. An amazing display of heroism this morning as Utah Highway Patrol Trooper Ruben Correa risked his own life to save a driver who was having some sort of medical condition. The driver drove off I-15 in Centerville, went over a barrier, and ended up on the train tracks. A front-runner train was not far away.
So I was on a traffic stop, northbound 15, just south of 200 West in Farmington. At approximately 6:45 a.m. this morning, dispatch advised me there was a vehicle possibly on top of the tracks near Centerville. At that point, I got out of my vehicle, ran up to the driver, and I observed there was a driver still in the vehicle. I saw he was unconscious, so I opened his door, explained to him we gotta get out. He wasn't responding, and then I heard the horn from a train. I looked to my left, and I was able to observe that train was coming pretty fast, anywhere between 50 and 80 miles an hour. So at that point, I was a little bit concerned about that. That train hit that vehicle, and we were able to make it out alive. So at that point, I actually wasn't really thinking. I was just doing my job, and the main concern was getting him out and get out of the vehicle and back to his family. I got worried after I saw the train hit the vehicle, and the vehicle flew about 30 feet in front of us, and that's when I realized, oh, wow, that was a lot closer than what I would have liked.
Just an amazing story. Trooper Correa says the driver was confused at what was happening at first, but later expressed a lot of gratitude. We aren't sure yet what medical condition that driver was having. Excuse me. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 12:19. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads?
Well, the good news is Valley Freeway traffic rolling along, no delays. But we have had a couple of bumps. One is a vehicle fire on the exit ramp from northbound I-15 at 400 North and West Bountiful. You are able to take that ramp, but again, stay to the right in order to avoid crews who are still on the scene of the fire. We also have a crash in Ogden, northbound Wall Avenue at 20th Street. And then another crash in Ogden, and this is Harrison Boulevard at 5600 South Old Post Road in Weber County. Are you seeing the future clearly? Volkswagen Southtown has 2020 vision. Pay zero down and zero payments till 2020. See a better future for yourself at Volkswagen Southtown. VWSouthtown.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's check the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Sunshine up to 74 degrees today. Tomorrow, clouds and windy, 72 with some showers tomorrow night. And then partly cloudy on Friday. It's cooler. High that day, only 56. Scattered rain shower Saturday, especially afternoon. It's going to be cooler, a cool day with a high of 59. And then colder temperatures Sunday. Snow showers in the morning in the valleys. High temperatures only 48. It's a cool day Monday, partly cloudy, 53. Back up to 60 in sunshine on Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We need to talk about these showers on the weekends. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, enjoy a very nice temperature, 67 degrees. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, quick check of the markets. Seen a lot of negative numbers. We'll get you a complete update of your money news coming up at 12:25. KSL News Time, 12:21. Life's busy, and so when I find something that makes my life easier, I'm a big fan. And that's why I love the Harvest-Rite Freeze Dryer. Harvest-Rite Freeze Dryers allow you to freeze-dry your family's favorite meals and eat them when it's convenient for you. If you have a busy day, you just pull out your freeze-dried food, add water, and you are serving your family's favorites in minutes. At harvest time, I love the fact that I can preserve everything that comes out of my garden while preserving all of the nutritional value. And with the Harvest-Rite Freeze Dryer, it is so easy to do. Just lay out your food on a tray, put it in the freeze dryer, and then store it in an airtight container. You can quickly build up a one-year supply of your family's favorites and ensure your family has what it needs in case of an emergency. Plus, freeze-dried food lasts for years. Call Harvest-Rite today at 800-378-5136 or learn more about this Utah company at harvestrite.com. Call 800-378-5136. 800-378-5136.
Synexus Research is seeking adult volunteers in good or stable health ages 65 and older for an RSV research study. Volunteers may receive study-related care and compensation for their participation. To learn more, visit online at www.rsvresearch.com.
Listen to KSL all day on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
An effective defense often hinges on sophisticated strategies relating to income tax projections, business valuations, spousal support claims. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters. And that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 801-401-9999. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in Midvale and Clearfield. Cordell & Cordell, 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
KSL News Time 1225, watching Utah's money. Sales of Utah homes priced over $1 million are on a record-breaking pace this year. Local real estate experts say out-of-state buyers from places such as California and New York are behind the increased demand. KSL Drives, brought to you by UCCU's Buyer Relax Auto Loans. Volvo says it plans to be climate neutral by the year 2040. That means slashing the company's carbon footprint and rolling out a line of fully electric cars. MGM Resorts made some major moves in Las Vegas over the past 24 hours, selling off the Circus Circus Casino and then putting the Bellagio into a joint real estate agreement with the Blackstone Group. MGM will net more than $5 billion from those two transactions. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow currently down by about 3 points, sitting at 27,022. S&P 500 down by 7, and the NASDAQ is off by 30 points. An Oklahoma judge says he made a big math error when calculating a judgment against Johnson & Johnson in an opioid case. The judge ordered the company to set aside $107 million to combat neonatal abstinence syndrome, but he accidentally added three zeros. That judgment should have been $107,000 instead. Stay with us. Up next, we'll check your drive. KSL News Time, 1227.
Chaz, 46, former U.S. Army Ranger, tells us about life before and after Universal Men's Clinic.
Well, I had a pretty active lifestyle in the military, you know, parachuting, shooting, swimming. When I retired in 2009, I noticed a downward trend, sleeping in late, watching a lot of TV. Since being treated at the clinic, I am definitely more motivated to go to the gym, definitely more confident with my lifestyle and my general presence, and it's way better at home. It made me a better father to my kids and a much better husband to my wife.
I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki. The Universal Men's Clinic specializes in using modern medicine and a sophisticated monitoring system to help men suffering from ED or low testosterone. Our professional staff is specially trained, discreet, and confidential.
Help is here. Take the first step to getting your life back by making an appointment today. No referral is necessary. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Stay connected with KSL Text Alerts. Are you a news junkie? Text the word news to 57500 and get breaking news and traffic alerts right to your phone. Like contests, text CONTEST to 57500 and we'll send you a weekly text with access to exclusive KSL contests and deals. Do you bleed blue? Text BYU to 57500 for breaking Cougar alerts. Message data rates may apply. Stay connected. Text us 57500 from KSL News Radio.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
KSL News Time, 1229. Let's get an update of traffic and weather, sponsored by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Here's Ricky Meese.
No delays, but we do have some accidents, and one is in Springville, northbound I-15 at the 1400 North on-ramp. It's on the left shoulder. Just keep an eye out for it. Then two crashes in Weber County. One is southbound 1900 West, 40th South in Roy. Another one, Harrison Boulevard at 5600 South. Get 0% interest on all purchases through May of 2020 with a new Mountain America Visa card. For details, call 800-748-4302. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. The latest on this beautiful forecast with Grant Wayman.
Great day to travel, just to get outside. Sunshine at 74 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy. We're up 72 with some rain showers tomorrow evening. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.